Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves here. Coming up tonight, interesting stuff that the ladies have brought in here. It's Ladies Night on Free Talk Live. Bulletproof vests for, was it elementary schools, Allie?
That's right.
We'll get to that here. Elementary school students possibly being loaded up with bulletproof vests. And also, Julia has a story about cigarettes and the age at which one might have to be able to be in order to buy them in New York City if Mayor Bloomberg gets his way.
It's actually a different lady, but he is, of course, in support of it.
I see. So we'll get into that if we get a chance. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. That's the point of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Plus, another guy, a guy turning tricks in a Walmart. He's actually a Walmart employee. So there's that story.
He?
That's right.
That's weird.
So we go to the phones, though, where Brian is on the line in Indianapolis. You're on back on Free Talk Live. There was you were talking about Barry and Candy Cooper from Never Get Busted. They have now pointed out publicly that they actually, a couple of years ago, moved to South America, basically seeking asylum from persecution by the Texas government people who were trying to steal their kids from them because basically Barry made them look really bad by doing reverse sting operations on them. He called them cop busters, where he set up cops. One of them was where he basically made it look like there was an indoor grow operation. There was an anonymous tip given to the cops. The cops went and raided it. Turned out that they were just growing Christmas trees, and they got video footage of all that. Actually, our friend Sam Dodson, who was on the show for a long time, was involved in filming that. So there was that. And then they also set up a cop for being busted for confiscating cash, or rather taking cash from what was supposedly a box with drugs in it. There was a lunchbox left at a gas pump, and somebody made a call to the police saying there's a suspicious box at a gas pump, and they had put in there some detritus from what someone's lunch might have looked like. They had put in there a glass pipe that they'd purchased that would have been used for crack, but it didn't actually have any crack resin on it. So they put the glass pipe in there, and they put like $40 in there. And the cops are supposed to go and investigate this, and if they take this lunchbox from the location, they're supposed to inventory it. They're supposed to inventory what was in there. Well, lo and behold, the cop didn't inventory the $40, so Barry Cooper really busted them hard, and they didn't like that very much, so they came after his family, and that's why they left. Anyway, I was just kind of recapping the whole Barry Cooper saga. Go ahead with what you were calling about.
Oh, no, that's great. I'm glad you did that. Basically, just when you were talking about the victimless crime aspect, it brought that up to me. I was looking on Facebook earlier, and I saw the story that they read, that they put out on their Never Get Busted site. And it's a pretty good story about, basically recapping what you recapped and the fact that they had to go out, and when they finally got their son back, that they, slowly planned, and they went on a cruise and went over and went to Venezuela, had to pay off some people, and then went down and are political prisoners down in Brazil right now.
So they actually went down as a family on the cruise and didn't go back, is what you're saying?
Yes, that's what the story says on Facebook. It's a pretty cool story.
I don't imagine that Barry would tell a lie about that. So I mean, I trust the story.
Oh yeah, I do too. I think he's a he's a true hero. Heroes thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
For ridiculous reasons, and he's actually a true hero.
Well, I was really afraid for him for a while. I was afraid they're going to do to him what they did to Mark Emery.
Right, Mark Emery sitting in jail for prison for 5 years. Yeah, absolutely. These are two men who've stood up against the system in a big way and had the full weight of the state coming against them for it, which tends to be what happens when you stand up for your rights. They come after you.
I agree with you, and the sad thing is it's over a harmless plant that they can't hurt anyone. I mean, I'm sure you could probably, if you shoved enough in your mouth, you could probably choke on it.
Yep.
But other
right.
than that, there's
drop
really
a brick of it from a high.
Which is probably only likely to happen if you're afraid you're going to get caught by the cops.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Or like you said, if you had a ton of it and it dropped on you,
you
could probably die as well.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. Anything else?
Well, there was a couple of, I don't know if they're positive terms. I don't know if you've seen this yet or not. But I've been inspired by you guys. I have for over the last few years to try to do something. It's, you know, like you said, it's one thing. You're not a real activist if you're just I hate to say that. That's where a lot of people start. I started that way, too. If you're just clicking like and if you're just, you know, yelling at the computer and sharing stuff with your friends, people need to get out and actually do something. If you want to see the change, you have to be the change.
See, the thing I disagree with you about is that I think that there's sort of a labor theory of value when it comes to some people's ideas on activism, is that the more work you put into it, the better an activist you are. But if you're some famous person and you like something and a bunch of your fans see that, then that could have more of an impact than me devoting my entire life to making marijuana legal in New Hampshire or whatever my cause might be. I might fail, and that might have more of an impact for someone to like something on Facebook.
I'm not disagreeing with you. That's part of being the change. I mean, if you know your value is that, you know, if your value is that much that all you have to do is like something to influence a big group of people, then that's all you have to do.
Well, I know that you wrote the book Libertania, and that's an excellent kid's book that's got some great liberty-oriented themes in it. I mean, that's definitely activism. So what were you more wanting to look at or focus on?
Well, lately I've tried to focus more on when you get going into things, you start realizing that you can go in a million directions at once. I decided that the war on drugs has, and the funny thing is I don't actually even smoke cannabis, but the war on drugs to me destroys several or a good majority of your civil liberties. They can no-knock warrant you. They can kick in your door. They can shoot your dog. They can shoot your grandmother. They can come in and tase your 10-year-old kid. They can throw you in handcuffs. They can drag you out on the street.
Yeah, and if
they can do any number of things.
That's the reason why they care about what's in your bank account.
Yeah, and if you haven't had those things happen to you, you're just fortunate. You're just lucky that they haven't happened to you, because they happen to innocent people all over the place who've never touched a drug. So if it hasn't, you know, if the cops haven't kicked in your front door over drugs yet, it's just because you're lucky. That's all.
That's it. I mean, that's literally it. And I have four children myself, and I worry about things like that. And I realize, okay, you have to focus on something. You can't just. Well, to me, anyway, I need to focus on a particular issue. So I help out with my local normal chapter, and I go out and I've done street protests, went out and we went for a march on 420, and we went through and we made the newspaper here, and we went through and everybody I could talk to, I talked to, and I'm trying to escalate it a little bit.
How's it looking there, by the way, in Indiana? I mean, what are there some medical provisions maybe on the ballot, or what's going on over there?
We were trying to put some provisions on the ballot, but what ended up happening was almost a backfire, honestly. It's really sad. We were trying to push forth a decriminalization of 2 ounces or less, and what ended up happening, because it's a Republican-controlled House Senate, the Democrat, and I just come clean, I don't like either one of them.
Yeah, sure.
The Democrat tried to put forth that provision, and they didn't want to do that because the Republicans wanted to have their provision through. So what they were trying to do was decriminalize 1/3 of an ounce or less. But what they ended up doing, and they haven't passed it yet, so I can't say they've done it yet because it's not quite done, but they want to make it a felony for 1/3 of an ounce or more.
What is it right now?
Right now, anything between a speck to 1 ounce, you know, 28 grams, it's a possibility of a year in jail and $1,000 fine.
So it's a misdemeanor.
And
so right now it's a misdemeanor if you have a half an ounce, but they're saying they would be willing to decriminalize possession of less than 1/3, but anything more than that would immediately become a felony?
It would, but you would have the possibility of doing some other things to try. Like, you could go in and be forced into some other things.
Negotiating with terrorists.
Brian, keep us in the loop, and thanks for the call
and
the update tonight. 855-453, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, April 24th, 2013. Gold opened at 1428. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,464.82, a half ounce for $732.41, and a quarter ounce for $366.21. That's $1,464.82, $732.41, and $366.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can drop on by our website at freetalklive.com and grab archives there that go all the way back to late 2006. They're all completely free, so please enjoy and download as many of them as you'd like. You can get them right from the front page of the website. The last 7 days' worth are there. You can click into the archive section to go back for years. Alternately, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to go directly to our SoundCloud page, where you'll get not only episodes of Free Talk Live, but also bonuses like Edgington Post, which is the interview series that Mark does on a mostly a weekly basis, sometimes more than that. You can get the Edgington Post and some other interviews and things that we'll post there that you might find interesting. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com and access our archives that way. And the SoundCloud makes it easy to share your favorite episodes of Free Talk Live. So maybe you're enjoying having Ali and Julia on the same show together, which seems like this should have been done a year ago, but it's finally happened, so I'm glad it's finally happened.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to recommend this show to your friends. Just use the share button on this episode later when I post it tonight at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Makes it easy to share on your Facebook or Twitter or WordPress or whatever website that is of a social networking nature. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come here tonight, some disturbing stories about bulletproof vests and children. And I don't know if they'll stop a bullet, but the shiny badges sure do look nice, and you can get yours over at shinybadges.com. Now, there are a few badges for you to choose from. You've got the Bitcoin badge, which is their top seller. There's also the Shire Society logo. You can get a voluntarist badge as well. Actually, there's a couple different voluntarist badges. So you can go to shinybadges.com, check them out, and they look even better in real life. We're talking embossed die-struck metal with a lustrous jewelry-like finish. These things are not just buttons. They are a statement. And they're not buttons at all. They're badges. These things really are like lapel kind of jewelry, very nice looking.
They don't grant me any extra rights, do they?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No, but you'll look sharp.
That's all right.
And you might start a conversation with one of these. From shinybadges.com, they accept silver, Bitcoin, and for a limited time, even Federal Reserve notes. I suppose you can probably pay with gold, too, but these aren't exactly high-ticket items. So shinybadges.com. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. And we were talking about activism with Brian a few moments ago, and he was talking about being the change that that you wish to see. And, of course, I think that's a really important thing for people to do.
I agree, but I have to say that something that really gets under my skin with activists in general, is, and, you know, everybody kind of has different opinions on this, but I think that it's important to remember that be the change you want to see in the world. What everybody wants to see in the world is kind of a little bit different. And I don't like it when activists sort of talk about what you should be doing for the public good of liberty. Like, I'm not comfortable telling anybody what they should or shouldn't do with their life. I think that you should do what you can, when you can, and what feels right and is best
for
you.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I mean, typically with libertarian activists, at least, it shouldn't be about, you know, telling others how they should or shouldn't be, as long as they're not hurting anyone.
Right, but people get really in, like if somebody does something that somebody else doesn't like, it becomes this, especially Facebook is the worst for this, but it becomes this, like, well, I would have done this, I'm a super activist, you know, just this attitude that I'm just not a fan of. Like, I think...
Well, I mean, you've been a critic of certain activism. Are you saying you shouldn't criticize people?
I've been a critic of certain activism on Facebook, you mean? Like...
Or wherever.
I mean, this is something, we have private conversations, and I think certainly people are welcome to have opinions on activism that they like and don't like, but I don't like when, like, the shaming goes on, like the, well, I wouldn't have done that, you should have done this for liberty, that kind of attitude. Just bugs me. I think that we have to be careful about that, you know?
Well, I think it's like, for instance, when some of my friends have been arrested and then they're talking about, like, Rich Paul recently was offered a plea deal, which he decided not to take, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners probably know about this, but anyway, he could have taken a felony and not had any jail time, and I can understand his reasons for not wanting to get, practical reasons for why he doesn't want to live the rest of his life without being able to own any kind of handgun, but at the same time, I care about Rich Paul, and I don't want to see him go to jail. I just don't. I don't like that idea, and it's his choice to make, of course. But it would frustrate me to see people making him feel bad if he wanted to take the plea deal.
Right, and I think, and I'm not saying this is the case with Rich Paul at all, because I don't know, you know, what his reasons were or anything like that, and I don't want to be presumptuous. But I think in a lot of cases, it's really easy when you're in a group of liberty people to get really excited about something like that. And be like, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to take the plea deal. I'm going to do the right thing for liberty. I'm going to be principled. And then 3 years later, when I'm sitting in a jail cell, maybe I should have made a different decision. Like, I think it's,
well,
for me, I'm careful not to get high on that feeling.
Well, I think that you have to understand there's two sides to the story. And with Rich Paul, I mean, I don't feel like it was other people who influenced him to do this at all. He knew in advance when he was selling these, you know, products, the drugs, to people that eventually he could get caught, and that if he did, he was going to go all the way and try to end the war on drugs. I mean, that was his plan. So what he was actually hearing from people was the opposite. He had people that were telling him, look, man, you should take this plea deal. And people were giving him the opposite opinion more frequently than they were cheering him on,
That's what I saw.
So, yeah, so really...
I wish he would have taken the plea deal.
I get what you're saying, Julia, but on the other hand, I think that what happens is when you take a public stance as an activist, it's almost part and parcel of doing something publicly that somebody's going to critique you. In this case, the critique was, you should take the plea deal. Why aren't you taking the plea deal? And Rich basically told these people, he explained himself to them, look, this is something that's really important to me.
I mean, obviously, it's his choice, 100%, and if that's what he wants to do, I support that. But I feel sad when I think about somebody who I know and like sitting in a jail cell for 81 years when it could have been avoided. Like,
well,
that,
he hasn't been sentenced
yet. That
makes
me sad.
We don't know how many years it's going to be or if it will be any years. It may end up being a decade. Who knows? That has yet to be decided. And I agree with you. I love Rich Paul, and I want to see him again, and I want to, you know, have him on the outside.
And I wonder if years down the road, let's say he gets sentenced to 40 years and he's going to die an old man in jail. I hope he doesn't. I really do. But let's say that happens. I wonder if you asked him 10 years from now if he felt like he made the right decision, if his opinion would change at all.
He's probably already wishing that he had taken
the plea deal. It's just sad to me. And so I'm not saying this was the case for Rich Paul, but I think a lot of times that people get kind of high on this group mentality, liberty thing, we got to do it for liberty thing, and then make some choices that maybe they'll regret later.
So are you saying people shouldn't give any feedback whatsoever? I guess I'm a little confused. Like, what I am hearing from you on one hand is that you shouldn't encourage people, or you shouldn't...
I didn't say that you shouldn't encourage people.
You shouldn't tell them what to do.
I'm saying...
what about telling them what not to do? Because in the case of Rich Paul, he was being told, hey, don't do that, or you need to take the plea. He was being told what to do. You should take the plea deal.
Well, I mean...
because we care about you.
Okay, so everybody makes choices for themselves, and there's, you know, no matter what I say to you... ultimately, it's on you to make the decision for yourself, right? So it doesn't matter if I tell Rich Paul he should, tell Rich Paul he shouldn't. I just feel bad when I see people being shamed for not doing what maybe is the best for liberty. Like, that bothers me.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, there was certainly some discussion about what would have been the right thing to do in the Boston bombing situation, but I don't feel like I shamed anybody over it. I just simply said, if you want liberty, you got to stand up for it. 855-450-FREE.
I think that's shaming.
That's not shaming. That's just stating the facts.
It's the tone.
But I want to hear what you think.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
gardeners, it's that time of year again. And with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your Heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control toll free. It's ladies night here on the show with Ian, technically not a lady, but also
Allie
and Julia.
855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can get interactive here. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about activism and critiquing activism versus encouraging it. And I want to get into a little bit more about what we were talking about. But first, I want to tell you about BitInstant.com. And they are the fastest and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations, including your computer at home. And all you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account and where to find the account, then make your deposit. Go to CVS or Walmart or a variety of other MoneyGram accepting locations. It is very easy, BitInstant.com. And, of course, Bitcoins, for those that don't know, are just the most valuable currency in the world. One Bitcoin worth, what is it, $138 right now, something like that? It's been kind of up in that range. $137 over at MT Gox's exchange at the moment. If you haven't taken the time to avail yourself of this information, to learn about the Bitcoin, please, you owe it to yourself to spend 2 minutes over at weusecoins.com and learn more about this decentralized both currency and financial transaction system that is revolutionizing the world. This thing is incredible. You really need to go to weusecoins.com and learn more. And then when you're ready to get your Bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. All right, so 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. We're talking about activism, and everybody's got an opinion about it, and I think that's okay. In fact, that's what I expect. You know, you, Julia, I think when you're talking about critique, that it doesn't always come off as negative as maybe you're saying. Let me give you an example. One of the things that me and some other activists have done, like Pete Ayer from copblock.org, is we'll go out and we'll do some sort of whatever it is, whatever the activism is, we'll go out and do it, and then on the way back, we'll have a conversation in the car, like, all right, what could we have done better? And we'll talk about maybe where we dropped the ball or what could be improved upon next time. So I don't think that all critique comes off as negative when that's happening. Sometimes it's requested by the activists in question. And in addition to that, I don't think that making a general statement, as I've done on the air here, you called this shaming, and this is what I disagree with, and I'm interested to get Allie's thoughts on this, because she's basically been observing our conversation here. But you called it shaming when I said something like, if you want liberty, you got to stand up for it.
All right. Well, first of all, this was something that happened over a week ago, so it's kind of hard to remember the specifics of the entire conversation, but you did not just
say... You're talking
about
an on-air or off-air
You're talking about... I'm
on
Facebook, right?
Okay.
This was something that you said on Facebook that I thought was just came off kind of shaming. And so you didn't just say, if you want liberty, you got to stand up for it. You said... Man, some liberty lovers didn't do this, and so obviously liberty is going away. And you didn't name their names, and in your opinion, that was enough to...
I said when liberty lovers are consenting to police searches, you know that the liberty is dead or something like
that. And then you threw in the bit about, you know, whatever you said, you need to stand up for your liberty or it's going to go away. So I didn't think that it was, like, I didn't take it as just a general statement that was, like, you know, about liberty. I took it as you did not approve of what these particular people did. And you didn't name their names, but most people on Facebook are friends with these people and knew what was going on.
No, not everybody had it. No, most people had no idea.
You know that when, this is from... April 19th, you know that when liberty people are consenting to house searches, the police state has arrived and nothing will stop it. Their power lies in your fear.
Right. So that last statement, their power lies in your fear, to me, it's implying that, you know, they're afraid and they shouldn't be because they're liberty people and they shouldn't do this for liberty people. I would be afraid and I would let them in. And you can call me a bad activist or whatever you want.
I didn't call anybody a bad activist. I still consider these people my friends and I never said they were bad at all.
I agree with your statement, the statements made in your post, Ian, and I think that maybe it's the context of how it's written because maybe people thought that the comment, their power lies in your fear, implies that people who are consenting to the cops' searches are giving them their power and making the police state happen. So, in a sense, yes, that's true. But it almost sounds like you're saying that it's their fault for being afraid that there's a police state.
I agree completely. That was exactly my point. It wasn't that I don't agree with what you're saying. I understand that concept very well. But I think saying it in that context, like Allie said, to me it comes off as shaming. And I just felt like it. Like I don't like seeing stuff like that.
Did you feel like that was shaming? Allie?
Well, I had already heard about the drama around this before I saw it, so I didn't have an unbiased view.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it would have felt. I did
shaming is where you say, bad dog, you've been bad.
Right.
And I never said anybody was bad.
No,
and
but
in
you
fact,
made
I clarified
about
in discussions
what people should do.
On that thread, I clarified in discussions on that thread about how I don't blame anybody for doing what they feel is right in the moment. If you need to do something you feel needs to, that you need to do to save yourself, as long as it's not like snitching on somebody, then I don't think that that's a bad thing at all. So doesn't that count for something? Like
okay.
I'm explicitly saying, hey, look, this isn't an indictment against anybody. You guys did what you felt was appropriate. Maybe you want to wait until you move to New Hampshire and then, you know, get a little bit more, I guess, out there with the things that you're willing to do. When I spoke with the people in question on the radio waves, it didn't seem like to them that it had come off as shaming. So should it also matter how the individuals in question feel rather than just your interpretation?
My point is just that when I see these kind of comments... Because you also said, well, I wouldn't have opened the door. And I'm sorry, Ian, but you don't open the door when the Keene Police or the Keene Housing Authority comes here. You've never had seven men in black with guns standing at your door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy for you to sit here and say, well, I would have done this.
I acknowledge
that.
And
they're pointed in your face. It's a little different. So I get really disheartened when I see people saying things like, well, I'm a super activist and I would have done it differently. So...
So let me ask Ian a question. If you saw me, you're driving by one day and you saw me and a police officer was next to me and I was opening my bag for him and he was rummaging through it, would you lose respect for me?
Would I lose respect for you? No, I would just be curious as to what happened.
you wouldn't think, why is she just letting that officer...
I haven't lost respect for anybody, and okay. I think that Julia, like...
I don't think that you lost respect. I just have a problem with that attitude, and it's not necessarily just words. It's just a whole tone and thing.
But I think that you read an attitude into it that's not there.
Okay.
It's simply making a statement about what's true. Is it not true that if people don't stand up for liberty, that it will be taken away?
I guess you could say that it's true, but I'm not arguing that
okay.
at all.
So... on my Facebook page, you can make, when you're on Facebook, you can make public posts. This was a publicly made post. It was not directed towards anyone in particular. You said everybody knows who it was. Well, the people I asked about it had no idea who it was. So maybe some people knew who it was, but it would be, I think, a small portion of the people that are my friends, and certainly people who are spectating you, because you can subscribe on Facebook to some people's public feeds. So anything that you post publicly, people who are not your friends can still kind of be made alert to that. So I simply wanted to make a statement about, hey, look, you know, for everybody out there that believes in liberty, you've got to go further than that.
And that's what I don't like.
The final statement was... the final statement was that they're power lies in your fear. That's a bit of graffiti that I've seen around the city here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I happen to like that.
And you just said exactly what I don't like what? About that. You've got to go further for the public good of liberty.
If you love liberty, you should do something about it.
If you love liberty, you got to do it for the public good. Don't you understand?
No, you should do it for your own good.
Okay, but do you not understand that, like, everybody's own good is different, but you're suggesting that we should be doing something
right.
for the
if
common good?
Right, if your own good is to sit around and play video games, you can do that.
Well, what's the alternative, Julia?
But if I'm qualifying it, I'm not saying everybody has to do this. I'm saying if you love liberty and you want to see some semblance of it in your lifetime, you've got to do more than just sit around and click like on Facebook. Do you disagree?
I guess. I'm not comfortable telling anybody what to do.
When did I tell anyone what to do? I just said you should do something rather than nothing.
There's an ought in there.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And we're talking about activism and doing something for liberty, is suggesting that people do something if they want liberty, being mean to people who, you know.
You're exaggerating a little bit on that.
Is it prescribing specific action? No, absolutely not. But what Brian said, who called in earlier, and I think it was, I guess maybe Brian to some extent brought this up, and we kind of rounded into this discussion where, Julia, you have a very firm opinion, and I think that you've misinterpreted things that I've said, because I don't think we're really disagreeing, but you are disagreeing with me. Anyway, here's what Brian said. He says, all I meant was please do as much as you can, because if you want to see something changed, you can't expect someone to do it for you. You can support from behind with donations at least. So there are lots of different types of activism. And we've talked about on the air many times on Free Talk Live how not everybody has to be Derek Jay. In fact, even Derek Jay would probably admit that he went too far and got in too deep with doing civil disobedience.
Yeah.
So, and there's a movie about it. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com, and at the end, he unfortunately takes the plea deal, but that was probably the right thing for him to do under those circumstances.
But I would argue that Derek's work with, well, the documentary that was made about his civil disobedience is media content, and there was risk involved in the activism, so I won't count that. But Peace News Now, which he does now, I think that contributes to liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just as much, maybe more.
Maybe. But, of course, maybe Peace News Now wouldn't have been as effective had Derek Jay not made a name for himself by going and getting arrested and having a movie about himself. And I think Peace News Now is awesome, by the way. It's a daily 5-minute update that our friend Derek Jay does, which focuses a lot on peace-related activism news. And he's been doing a great job. He does it, did I say 5 day? It's 7 days a week. It's daily, every single day of the week.
He's actually a workaholic.
He's making fresh content for you. And, of course, Bitcoins are sponsoring the show. So that's great. And
I might be on next week.
That's really exciting. Plus, I hear he's talking about starting up a long-form show where he's going to be doing a 2-hour-long weekly live show
at
some point. So that's exciting stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't understand why we're even having this conversation because it already happened.
Because you have a strong opinion about this conversation.
But I guess my point is that what you've just said, so on one hand you say you can do whatever activism you want. There's lots of different ways to support liberty. And I think that the people that this happened to absolutely support liberty in other ways.
I know they do.
But then on the other hand, in this particular thread, when you were talking about what you thought they should have done, you said, I just want people to take small steps. And I'm sorry, but I don't think that this was a small step.
I didn't say they should have done anything.
In the case of them going around and looking for...
Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say say they should have done anything. I'm just talking in general about people who don't do anything. These ladies, in the what you're talking about, in the specific example in Watertown, Massachusetts, where they allowed the police to search, these ladies absolutely are liberty-oriented people. They do liberty-oriented activism. I would not qualify any of them as non-active. So I wasn't telling them to do anything in particular. When I'm talking about people doing something, I'm making a general statement about how people should do a little bit. You don't have to go to the wall. You don't have to put yourself in harm's way. You can write letters to the editor. You can make a website. You can donate money to the organizations that you find most useful. In fact, Brian points out, he says, thank you for taking the licks on the air. Your activism has encouraged me to do something, and he calls me his hero. And so that's great. And what he's done has been writing books. He's gone out and he's worked with Normal. He's held some signs. These are all low-risk activities, but it's doing something. And I think that's what's most important, is that people who want to achieve liberty should do something about it. I'm not telling you what to do. I would never be so presumptuous to say what to do. If you love liberty but you don't really care that much whether it comes about in your lifetime, then by all means, sit back, take it easy, and watch what happens.
Well, I think that what you just brought up a valid point with this guy, I guess as he wrote you an email or something, which is that people do look up to you and you are sort of a hero for many people, you and Mark. And sometimes when you suggest like people should do a certain thing, I think the fact that people look up to you kind of means that you could encourage them to do things that maybe would be a mistake. So
what
I guess,
certain thing have I encouraged?
Well, you're talking about asking me to give you an example over things that have happened over the course of years.
Pick one reason.
Let me just tell people not to pay taxes.
I think I have an example of something that Julia, something you wouldn't like that Ian said in this thread. Unfortunately, in each individual circumstance, what feels right at the moment may actually hurt us in the long run. The fear that, and right before then you had said, I don't blame anyone for consenting to the search, but you do say, the fear that leads to decisions like consent to search or taking a plea is a big factor in why we are where we are today. Do you feel like the blame is on people that maybe are just feel like maybe they're just acting in their self-interest? Maybe they don't want to go to jail.
No, I think that's where the problem comes in, is that people perceive it to be in their self-interest to take a plea or to let the police search their car or to let the police search their home. They perceive it to be in their self-interest, but from a wider perspective, from a long-term perspective, it's hurting their own chances at being free
not
in the future.
Not if I get shot in the head because I don't step out of the way for the 7 SWAT guys who are out my door.
No doubt.
I think
no
in
doubt.
That case,
there's risk involved.
That is a large risk, though. That is a much larger risk.
I've never told anyone to take risks that are unreasonable.
At some point, it does verge from, you know, being passionate about liberty and trying to further the goal to being self-sacrificing to the point where, you know, I'm giving my life for the freedom of others. Kind of gets to the point where you're being irrational about it, but then you don't want to be you don't want to live your life and believe in liberty and then, you know, be on your deathbed and say, I wish I had done more either.
Yeah, these are hard decisions to make, and risks are involved. And yes, I've said I don't pay taxes, and I've encouraged others to not do that as well. But it's not like I've come on the air and said, oh, yeah, everything's going to be fine. Just don't pay taxes. They'll never come after you. Well, that's not true, because we know they come after people. And we've talked about the things that they've done. They locked Wesley Snipes up most recently. He just got released. So it's not like I'm, you know, just getting on the air and painting this picture of, oh, you can just disobey and everything's going to be fine. No, I went to jail. And if you disobey, you're going to go to jail too. So it's not right for everybody. But maybe you like watching people disobey and you want to support those people. Well, you could give them money, for instance. That's one way that you can support disobedient folks. You can give them support by, you know, being willing to help, like feed a cat that they might have if they're in jail and their cat's going to starve if you don't help them. So there's support roles, I think, for people that that they can get involved in too. So I don't
think
I've ever...
I've always gotten the vibe from you that you don't admire the support roles as much as you admire the superstars.
Well, I don't know if that's true at all. I think that I appreciate everybody's activism, whatever aspect it is. It's just that obviously somebody who's writing a letter to the editor or who is, feeding a cat or whatever isn't going to make headlines. Those people are not going, and they don't expect to. Those people are okay with that. In fact, that's the reason why they're doing those things, because they don't want to be on Front Street, because they know that if you're on Front Street, then you get attracted attention that is, in a lot of cases, unwanted. As you discovered when you just simply ran for public office. You had people coming to your workplace asking you for interviews and things like that, and it became a very uncomfortable situation for you.
Sure. Sounds like the solution is just to choose your battles?
Yeah, I mean, right. I don't even consider it battles myself. I just think of myself
peaceful
as living
battles.
Free,
hopefully.
And I think that they're the ones who are battling to retain their legitimacy. But I think that people should only do what they feel comfortable with. They should take baby steps, as I was saying, into the world of activism
and
get your feet wet.
I just feel like what you just said makes a lot of sense, but that you sort of contradict yourself on that point with other things that you say at times.
Like what?
Like what she just mentioned, where you said that if people didn't do stuff, that things were going to go away, and that I don't remember the exact quote, but I just feel
well,
like
it's
sometimes
true. If people
you
don't do anything,
yourself.
If people please call me out if you feel like I've contradicted myself.
I have a million times.
Well,
and I will continue to do so.
Okay, great.
You're bringing up a conversation that's like a week old, so I don't remember everything on
there. This is a fresh
conversation
that we're having right now, as far as I'm concerned. Not everybody needed to be privy to what went on Facebook to understand what we're talking about on the air. I've never told anybody to do anything specific. I just said do something. And I never said go all the way. I said do something that's baby steps towards more activism.
I actually just got a message from a listener. And I bring this up all the time with you. I think that a perfect example of you shaming other people that aren't doing what you agree is the best for liberty is when you talk about other liberty projects like the Blue Ridge, whatever, and the Free Wyoming and stuff, you kind of do this like, well, you can go ahead and do what you want for liberty, but if you really want liberty, you come up here where we are. We play with the big boys, like that kind of attitude.
Well, that's not the attitude I use. I suggest to people that if you want to have an effect, you should get together with the most amount of people. You want to have the most effect, you get together where the most people are, and that's here in New Hampshire.
Well, granted, every activist wants to be most effective.
Right. So, I mean, I've said before, Julia, you only look at the negative side, right? So I've said I'd love to see Austin have success. I just don't think it's realistic. They got 1,600 cops in that town. So should I not be honest about my opinions about what their chances are? Is that a problem?
But it's
Free
the
Talk
way
Live.
You
We're
say
coming
it.
Up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.